Time now for the birthday scam. Going to call up Robert, who this is kind of a combination of homeowners slash biker scam. He's got a bike parked right out like on in front of his house on the lawn or on his private walk, and it just stays there all the time. And he's had run-ins with the homeowners, and he's very argumentative. Perfect.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Robert, hi. How you doing? This is Doug Harris calling from the Neighborhood Association.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to get a minute of your time and talk to you about a couple issues.
All right.
I guess a couple of people have complained about, have you been parking your bike there on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Well, can we get you to maybe put that away, park it someplace else?
There's nothing in the covenants about where I can put my motorcycle. This is on my sidewalk, not on the public sidewalk. Where would you have me put it?
Is there any way you can put it on the side or in the back or just move it so it's not such an eyesore?
First of all, I would like to know who's complaining.
Well, you know, a number of people, and I've just been selected to call and just talk to you about these issues.
Well, you can talk to me about them, but I don't see the bike moving.
How hard is it just to, lift the stand, walk it over to another spot so it's not just...
It's 800 pounds. Mm-hmm. The bike is worth $20,000-some-odd.
Right.
That's the most secure place that I can put it.
The handlebars, I went by there, the handlebars are rusting on it. If it were worth that much, it seems like you'd get those fixed.
Well, you know, you're being awfully argumentative.
I'm not.
The handlebars are rusting.
Right.
As a result of the water treatment plant next door. I can't put anything in my backyard without it rusting.
Now,
this bike has sat there for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
Today I'm getting a complaint.
Now, the other issue is, what is that in your driveway? It looks like an old red car that doesn't run.
It's a Porsche 928.
Yeah, whatever.
It runs like a... Excuse me?
Well, I didn't know if it was operational or not. It just looked like
Excuse
it had been dumped
me.
There.
Yeah. Your tone... Your demeanor and your words.
What?
You call me back at another day.
No, well, actually, I'm only need another moment of your time.
No, you don't.
I want you to move the bike. Hello. This isn't over.
Hello.
Did you hang up on me, schmuck?
All right. That's going nowhere. I'll call as the neighbor now. You wanted to know who the neighbor was. I'll be the neighbor.
Hello?
Is this Robert?
Who's this?
This is Steve Phillips. I'm a neighbor of yours.
Yeah.
And I was just talking with a fellow from the association. He said you were interested in finding out that I had called a complaint in on you.
Well, that's fine, but I definitely don't need somebody calling me up and calling me a schmuck.
Would Schmeckelhead have been better?
If you're being humorous, we can speak to an attorney.
Why don't we speak to your sister?
What are you talking about?
The one who phoned in the birthday scam on you?
What birthday scam?
The one on the Dean and Raj radio show?
Lacey?
Wanted us to call you and play a little practical joke on you?
Why would your sister do this to you?
She's a perverted bitch.
Oh, come on, no.